Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Parenting Aces radio show on Blog Talk Radio's UR Tennis Network. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, coming at you from Atlanta on a very chilly but very beautiful Monday afternoon. In fact, I just got off the tennis court, had a lesson. I am frozen solid, but hopefully got just a teeny bit better at hitting forehands and backhands and volleys today. So thank you all for tuning in, and I know you're going to really, really learn a lot from today's guest. I want to just give you all a brief introduction to today's guest. His name is Anish Devi. He is a former New Jersey State High School tennis champion and graduated with a degree in engineering from Carnegie Mellon University. He worked for 2 years as a management consultant and just decided that he needed to get back to his first love, which is tennis. So this past summer in July, he and a buddy started Coach Me, and it is a website that has one goal, which is to help players improve their game using technology. And I know you're going to learn a lot from him because I've already learned a lot from him. So please enjoy our next few minutes with our guest, Anish Devi. Anish, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Lisa, for having me instead.
It's going to be a great show. I'm really looking forward to sharing with my listeners the information that you've already shared with me. We've talked on the phone a few times and have exchanged a bunch of emails, so I can say with confidence to my listeners, you really are in for a treat today. This is interesting and cutting-edge stuff. So let's just jump right in if you're okay with that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So most of us that are in the junior tennis world these days are pretty tech savvy. I mean, we have to be. We're on the road a lot with our kids, and so most of us have either tablets or smartphones. And so, you know, we're using technology. But one thing that we seem to kind of be lagging in, not all of us, but I would say a lot of us, is tracking matches and using statistics. Talk to us a little bit about the role of statistics in junior tennis today.
Well, frankly, I think it's not there. Personally, it's, you know, junior tennis and just like professional tennis is such a competitive environment and landscape for at every level, whether it's your sectional level or your national level. And simply put, statistics needs to play a bigger part for players to improve their games, because that's where the game is going overall. Our generation, and I was just a former junior player a few years ago, we're really understanding the quantitative side of things. We like to see the statistics on TV at pro matches, and the statistics need to play a bigger part in our own personal games now as well, too. And while we have smartphones and we have tablets always with us, you know, I think we're still a couple tools and a couple behavior changes away from really integrating that technology that's at our fingertips into our daily regimen of training for tennis, whether it be at the sectional level, the national level, or even the recreational level for any enthusiastic person. And we, at Coach Me specifically, that's one of the things that we are looking to address, and we want to make those statistics dead simple to use and make it understandable by the reader as well, or by the player as well, too, just because a lot of times you get back a lot of information and you just don't know what to do with it. So what does it mean and what does it translate into for helping you improve your game is really where the fundamental goal that we're trying to do. And me personally is what I believe in as well, too, saying that stacks are really another tool that can be used to help improve your game. Just like you get on the court and hit 1,000 forehands and 1,000 backhands, we need to start looking at how we perform in matches and the trends that we see in order to help improve our game at the next level, too.
Gotcha. So, I mean, there are lots of apps out there, and I have a couple of them on my phone. And in fact, we've talked to some of those developers, you know, on the time that the Parenting Aces radio show has been in existence. So there are some really good apps that we parents can use or coaches can use to track stats during the kids' matches. What's missing from those apps? I mean, and really, how should we be using them? Because what you just said about knowing what to do with the statistics, that's where I'm at a loss. Like, I can look at it, and I can show it to my kid, and I can show it to his coach, but what's next?
You know, personally, I think the stat tracking and the stat charting of matches is a process that's tedious and not beneficial or useful for a parent to be doing for their child. I think, you know, there's a lot of tools out there in different sports, and all professional teams for major league sports effectively outsource their statistics and their match charting. So why not do the same at a low-cost, easy-to-use price point for junior tennis players when, let's face it, it's not cheap to invest in a junior player's career. But, you know, you're already spending so much money as a parent. You know, your sense of convenience and the ability to enjoy your child's match and instead of having to stare at your smartphone the entire time, yeah, that's a big comfort and I think sense of joy that people would want to experience as they're traveling and they're going to tournaments with their child. So what we're saying is that, you know, let's put the apps to the side for a second and say, we'll take care of it for you. Let us as a company and as a service, just you give us your video and we'll take care of the rest. And we'll spit back to you the report and you can do with it as you please, whether it's share with your player directly, whether it's share with your coach. Now you become more in control of the information rather than the process. Because let's face it, the process is tedious and boring. Yeah, who wants to sit there and stare at a smartphone or a tablet while the match is going on and, you know, figure out, oh, first serve in. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. It was in the right corner, not the left corner. I mean, those types of things are just, they're mundane. And to be honest, there's a lot of trends even in high school basketball. There's another company called Crossover that's been doing fantastic, and they've really taken the video coordinator job for high school basketball and even college basketball and said, you know what? You focus on what you guys do best, which is coaching your kids. We'll take care of the administrative headache. And that's what we want to bring to junior tennis as well, too.
I got to tell you, though, there have been times where doing that little tracking app on my smartphone while my son is playing has kept me sane. So
that's definitely... you know, for love of the kid is certainly, it's tough to watch sometimes if they're down big and making the same mistakes they're making. But I think that support is much more important than the tediousness of entering in the number of forehands in the last rally. It's one of those things where it's, you know, we're in a world where we can get anything and everything delivered and there's a service or an app for everything. You know, why not this? This is it takes time. It's not simple to do. It's tedious. So why should focus on that when they can focus instead on making sure their child is enjoying the game and gets to where they need to get to and have the support, the moral support and the emotional support, because it's a tough world out there. It's, you know, I've went through it myself, and it's not easy and takes a toll, and there's always the burnout factor that you want to avoid. And just making sure that we make it as easy as possible for the level of coaching to improve, but still keep both the parent and the player safe is really where we think there's a big opportunity and a big improvement in the way that junior tennis is working right now, because there's so many trends that are showing online education is skyrocketing, and you look at even classroom for education, your educational classrooms that are out there, the value that you gain out of those classrooms is tremendous, and so many public schools and private schools are taking advantage of it. That same concept can translate into sports, and I'm starting with tennis because that's what I'm passionate about, but I do believe fundamentally that online education in sports is really coming in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. Before we go any further, I realized I didn't give you the opportunity to really tell us what Coach Me does. We just kind of jumped right in. So let's back up a second, and why don't you explain to the listeners what your website is and how it functions?
Sure thing. So I think we just talked about the statistics aspect of it. We give players and coaches the ability to upload a match, and we give them back a complete statistical report on the match and also a summary as to what do these statistics mean. And from there, you have a history now of your statistics over your matches that you've gotten charted by us. So you can start to see trends as well, too, which, as you notice on TV, a lot of what the cool stats that you see from the television providers is that, hey, Djokovic has played, 6 times against Federer, and every time that Djokovic has won the first 3 games, his record is 3-0 or 6-0, whatever it might be. But those trends are starting to emerge and be pretty powerful. The second aspect that we also provide and a functionality that we provide is online lessons. And it's not in your traditional YouTube, watch a video and understand how to hit a forehand. This is giving you the ability to get personalized interactive coaching online by you uploading your video of yourself playing. It could be a practice tiebreaker. It could be you hitting balls. It doesn't matter as long as there is some tennis playing in the video. Now, you can share that with a coach that you know, or you can look to us to find you a coach, or actually get coached by us directly from our team of coaches. And now you have the ability to get remote coach. No scheduling conflicts, no court fees. You don't have to get out of work early. So this now appeals to a broad range of players. But for juniors specifically, and which is where this all started, was now the coach doesn't have to travel to tournaments to watch their player play, which for me was the biggest issue that I faced, that I always wished my coach could travel with me all the time, but it's not always possible. You're not the only student that they have. Now you record any bit of the match or even the whole thing, share it with your coach, and the coach can review it at their leisure, after hours, in the morning, in between lessons, as long as they have access to a computer. So it's a web app that we provide the ability to coach remotely, and also give the statistics reports for matches if you so choose.
So when you say record your match, are you talking about setting up a professional video camera and capturing all the angles? What are you talking about?
Well, the beauty of what we do is that it doesn't matter how you record the video. We've got some ways to do it. We partner with a company out in Colorado that creates a great mount called the QM1 that hangs on the back of the fence and fits in your tennis bag that is every single camera that's there. You can use your iPhone to record. It really doesn't matter as long as the play and the match play is in the frame. You don't need a professional camera. The cameras that we use are right around $100 to $200, or you can use your smartphone too. It's really up to you, but we're keeping it dead simple. There's no fuss around what specific camera to use, this wide-angle lens, you need 120 frames a second, nothing like that. You just simply record as long as a human eye can understand what's going on in the picture as it relates to the tennis match. You are good to go.
And then how physically does the video get uploaded? I mean, what do we have to do, you know, if we're not uber techno savvy?
All you have to do is get the video onto your computer, and it's as simple as taking the memory card out of the camera and putting it into most modern laptops or computers, going to your account, and there's a big red button that says Add New Video. You add the new video, and you just select the file, and it uploads. And it's all in the cloud. It's accessible from wherever you are, and we have plans to, in the first quarter of 2014, a mobile app. So now not only can you upload from your mobile phone directly without having to transfer it to your computer first, but also you can review matches and your stats on the go, which now becomes a very useful, you know, mid-tournament, mid-match type tool for players and coaches both.
Very cool. Very cool.
And there was a recent ruling that just actually went through the ITF that is now allowing for specific on-court coaching aids. And so we're looking also at that type of partnership to now let the Coach Me app potentially be used in matches as a approved training aid that is allowed on the court to review any notes or any trends or any comments you might have from your coach. It's just like effectively like you having a piece of paper with some notes written down for yourself saying, you know, make sure you breathe, make sure you bounce the ball six times before you serve, whatever it might be. We're looking to also make sure that we can get our foothold in there as well, too.
Do you think USTA is going to adopt that as well?
I hope so. So the USTA, it's certainly, you know, it's a large organization, so any type of changes do take some time. But given that it's a movement that's occurring across the board, you know, at the major sports levels. You've got such an advanced usage of Hawkeye now, too, that at the junior circuit and at the amateur circuit at USTA level, yeah, we hope that the rulings do change soon enough to not only allow for such quick tips, but also, you know, I think there's also a bit of a struggle to always get authorization to record the video. But that's quickly changing. And I know down in Georgia there's a pretty big recording movement down there as well, too. And certainly we're looking to see the trend continue throughout the country as well, too.
Cool. Very cool. Well, so how do you see tennis changing over, let's say, the next 5 years? I mean, what's coming?
Oh, it's going to be a very interesting time, I think. You've got a lot of different I think the biggest thing is you've got a new generation of players coming through that are seeing value in technology and statistics. And the other big thing that we've already been noticing is the sheer physical fitness of players has gone through the roof in the last, I'd say, 10 years to where you've hit a point where the power game has become quite the dominant style of play, and you have to be able to hit the big ball in order to win points. Now, how do you go from there to take that power game and be able to beat someone else with the power game? Well, I think it comes back to mental games and being able to review and analyze and break down your matches and see your tendencies and be able to protect your weaknesses is now, I think, going to be a focus. Obviously, people are looking at it today, but I think it's going to be really the key to helping players break through to the next level at whatever level they're playing. And tools like ours, and there's definitely a lot of other apps out there that let you record yourself and be able to quickly review things. But being able to review and self-diagnose and continuously get better even while you're off the court is, I think, where it's heading. And having statistical trends and understanding your own patterns and tendencies in raw numbers and sheer facts instead of guesswork is, I think, the next frontier coming in the next 3 to 5 years, as well as smart wearables, too. So Babbel just came out with the racket, I believe it's called Babolat Play, sensor built into handle measure top spin or the spin, the rotations on the ball, where did you hit it on the sweet spot, you know, percentage of how many times you hit it in the sweet spot versus not. So that type of data, when you're actually playing, is also on the rise. You've got a couple other sensors that measure velocity and measure your revolutions per minute and your head speed. There's general wearables. You've seen the Nike Fit. You've seen there's the Adidas Knee Coach on the feet. Those types, bringing all that data together to now create effectively a statistical profile of how you played in sports is going to be very interesting, and how people use that data to improve their game is going to be the next big thing as to how people start to break through to the next level.
Cool. Very cool. Well, let me just give out our call-in number really quickly. For those of you listening, if you'd like to call in and ask a question, our number is 714-583-6853. Again, 714-583-6853. If you've got a question or a comment regarding what we're discussing, which is technology and tennis and video analysis and how all of that information can be used to help our juniors do better out there and become better players. So, Anish, when you and I talked before, I mean, we've talked about how the role of the tennis parent is pretty challenging. And as you've also alluded to, the cost of participating in junior tennis really just seems to continue to go up. I mean, it's gotten kind of crazy. Tournament fees are continually going up. The cost of travel to the tournaments is increasing. And so, you know, this is now this video analysis thing. It's one more thing to add to the list. But talk to us about the added value and, you know, kind of why someone would choose to use Coach Me versus not.
Just strictly on from a dollars and cents perspective, Coach Me and really any video analysis tool, I think, can help an aspiring competitive player to get additional coaching without the full-blown cost of an academy or a full-time, you know, five-day-a-week type program at your local club. So now you kind of offer an in-between competitive coaching, more direct coaching, because anytime the player plays, it can now be coached, and they can start to build a relationship and start to get more frequent insight without the overhead of court fees and the travel time and the club expenses and even the sheer wear and tear on the junior player as well as the equipment. It's now you're taking already existing tennis play and getting additional coaching on it, which now you've just increased the number of coaching opportunities that you get. So, you know, when you look at it from the dollars and cents perspective, this actually could potentially be a lower cost option for the aspiring to test out and try to get some quick tips to try to break through another half level or even a full level before they commit to the full-blown coaching regimen and routine that comes along with junior tennis. At the top, though, I think everyone's looking for any competitive advantage to be able to break through, and I'm sure that you've experienced this as well with your kids. But everyone is in the same competitive cutthroat environment, and how do you differentiate yourself to be able to try to get new types of coaching and a new edge is always being sought out. And now we provide the ability to expand your reach to various coaches, to various insights and tools with the stats to be able to try to get that reach. And the price point, we're really looking at very minimal cost compared to the rest of your overall tennis bar. You know, our goal has always been less than 10% of the monthly expenses should be spent on us. And we offer various levels of service, but you look at that and you know, a 10% increase to potentially get you to the next level is not a lot. You know, when you look at what other options you have to try to improve a player's game, you say what more court time, playing more tournaments, all those things are much, much greater than 10% of your overall budget. And that can go a long way, because I think I do strongly feel that there is a strong possibility of burnout, and we've definitely heard enough of stories about it. But being able to take the already existing tennis playing moments and turn them into coaching opportunities instead of creating brand new coaching opportunities, I think is a big advantage to save from a wear and tear perspective. And we offer, our tools let that occur. And we now say that we're just trying to maximize your tennis time into coaching time, but we're not asking you to actually expend any more energy into actually playing in order to get better.
Right. So is the assumption then that the players that would utilize Coach Me would already have a basic level of proficiency at the game? I mean, could a brand new player who's never played before, could they benefit from your service, or are you looking to help, you know, somebody who already has a pretty solid base?
Absolutely, yeah. You know what, I think the end goal for us would be to be able to teach someone how to play the game, just because it'd be great to offer that type of ability to anyone and everyone that has even the slightest interest. But we can't do that right now, and I think we're quite a ways away. Not technology, not really from a technological perspective, but just a behavior perspective. So mm-hmm. we are targeting those that have a core competency of the game, that are looking to get better, that have the basic fundamentals, their technique pretty solid, and are able to now, they want to translate their game into more wins, into better performance in matches. So we're definitely targeting the upper 40, 50% of the tennis playing community.
Gotcha.
But it'd be a crazy world to say, you know, the way that we learn tennis right now is getting on a court and repeatedly hitting balls with the coach and being able to work on that muscle memory. But, you know, if at some point in time, I think about even Microsoft Kinect, for example, and how much information comes back to you for your actual body positioning and your movement. Yeah, I could envision, you know, 5-10 years from now, the ability to sit in your living room and practice your swing and get real-time feedback on your actual mechanics from a coach via Skype session or, you know, whatever it might be. But I think there is a way in the future to be able to teach the technique and be able to develop that muscle memory without stepping on a court. But then I don't know if I really want that to happen, because there's certainly an element to playing the game that is and that passion for the game that I don't want it to be too far removed from.
Sure. So we've talked about the statistics, and I'd like for you to kind of go, if you're comfortable with this, go into a little more detail about the type of information, the type of feedback that you guys provide to your users.
Absolutely. And to right now, we're not looking at any crazy new advanced statistics, because before we introduce those types of trends and insights, getting access to the basic information that we see on TV is, I think, step one. We look at a couple different things. We look at how did you win points and how did you lose points? So when you look at how did you win points, it's the winners, the forced errors on your opponent's forced errors, your opponent's unforced errors. But now when we put the lens on it to say how you won points and how you lost, you can start to see your strategy as to what style of player you are. If you're winning a lot of your points by sheer winners and you're losing a lot of your points to sheer unforced errors, then you know that you're going for broke type game. But if you are playing, if you're generating a lot of opponents' unforced errors and you're hitting, forcing errors for your opponent, now you start to sense that, okay, this is what I need to focus on and this is the style of play I have. Some of these things are already inherent to a player that has a competency at the game. But now once you start to put metrics towards it, you can start to make sure that your ratios stay the way they should. So, you know, you can start to see that, hey, for every two errors I force from my opponent, I'm hitting one winner. Now, if I start to become too cautious, you'll start to see that ratio change. If I start to get too aggressive, you'll start to see it change in a different direction. So key statistics that we show are your basic winners, your unforced errors, your opponent's unforced errors, your opponent's forced errors, first serve winning percentage, first serve percentage, second serve winning percentage, and total points won and lost. We do also offer a couple other things if you so choose to. So we can add any customized statistics. And one that I particularly like is missed returns. In the junior game, I think there's sometimes people forget that getting the ball in play is 90% of the battle sometimes.
Right.
So through some of the statistics reports that we've done, I've noticed an alarming trend that's saying there's a lot of points that just aren't even getting started, whether it's double faults or whether it's missed serve returns. If you don't get the ball in play, you have a tough time even winning the point. And that's one of those basic things that, yes, the coach can preach over and over again, but unless you see yourself on a piece of paper that says, I missed 13 return of serves in one set, you start to realize that I didn't even play 13 points that my opponent put the ball in play. You start to look at those basic types of trends. So now get it very internalized into your psyche to say, now I need to focus on getting the ball in play.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, I'm sure you've experienced it. Junior kids don't listen. I never listened. We need proof to say, hey, this is what you're doing wrong. And I'll still go back to a story I remember very vividly is, my father came to a match, and he kept telling me that I was hitting too many double faults. And I'd say, no, it's fine. And he recorded, he actually kept track in one match. It was a three-set match that I lost. I think it was 7-6 in the third. And it was like 23 double faults in a three-set match.
Ouch.
And exactly. So I barely lost a match, too, and I'm sitting here going, I gave up nearly, 7 games in double faults by itself, and I lost the match by maybe 4 points. That's really when I kind of got the message, actually believed that I needed to fix my second serve, and I became the guy on the team that never double faulted anymore after that. But it took that realization for me to actually make a change. And I don't think I was any different from any other junior kid, unless you were a rock star 12-year-old that was on their way to playing on the pro tour, but we just don't want to listen. So I think putting these types of metrics in front of people from a neutral perspective is helpful. And now it's not biased because it's not coming from your parent, it's not coming from your coach. This is completely objective people that don't necessarily have a vested interest in how you perform. This is strictly, obviously we want to make sure you get better, but we don't know you personally, so there is no bias here, there's no influencing, there's no, oh, no, you counted wrong because you want me to practice my serves, none of that. It's, this is the facts, this is the facts, this is what it is, and you take it for what it's worth, and it's your choice as to how you decide to take this information and adjust your game. So that's why the power of stats is nothing more than evidence to show things that coaches are already saying, and the coach can speak till they can yell and scream till they're blue in the face, but if I don't listen, I'm not going to listen. And we're hoping that obviously the trend towards numbers and the ability to like the quantitative aspect of things in the upcoming generation of just kids in general, because of the amount of data that's always at our fingertips, I'm hoping that statistics becomes a way to show the player as to what they're doing wrong and actually start to listen and start to actually not be stubborn and make the changes they need to before it's too late.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. So we've talked about the type of stats that a user can get from your site, but you also have a coaching aspect to Coach Me, which makes a lot of sense given the name. So, So let's talk a little bit about how that would work for a player who may not have access to quality coaching in their hometown. And I know kids who, you know, they travel maybe once or twice a week, an hour or more for coaching because they don't have something close by and it's too far to go every day. So this might be a really good solution for them. Tell us a little bit about how that piece of Coach Me works.
Yeah, and I absolutely, and to the example you just gave, I kind of want to extend it to, you know, the grand vision that we have is that think about a, you know, let's take Serbia right now. Djokovic is doing well. There's a tennis momentum and fervor in the nation. But the access to quality coaching and the access to, you know, the professionals that you need is likely limited, especially if you're outside of the main cities. I envision a world where what we offer here with remote coaching, you can have a student or a tennis player out in any country in the world that may or may not have access to the right professionals, be able to actually connect with the right professionals anywhere else in the world, whether it be in England, whether it be in U.S., whether it be Australia, to be able to get that type of coaching. Now, bringing it back down to the example you gave where it's an hour or 2 hours away, it's the same principle that applies. You have the ability now to play wherever you want to play and disassociate where you get coached. You get coached online by wherever the person is. All you have to do is send the opportunity to see you play, whether it's a practice hitting session, whether it's a practice tiebreaker, whether it's even you running drills. Now you give the coach does not have to be there right there and then. They can review it, give you their feedback, and you can now take that and internalize it and start to move forward and make the changes to your game. So when we talk about how to improve technique, that's very simple right there, is just being able to share your practices, your just quick snapshots taken from your phone, whatever it might be, with the coach, wherever they are. Now, you may move or you may not be able to get to the coach at the time that that's convenient for them. So, it really just completely makes the whole process disassociates playing and coaching because they don't necessarily have to occur always at the same time. And before, I've heard this a lot, and yes, there is definitely an element of having a coach there in person giving you real-time feedback. By no means are we replacing that. We want to add to that because there is value in getting a coach to be able to see you play every single time. Whether you travel 4 hours to a tournament, whether you travel 10 minutes to go play with a buddy, you now have much more tennis that the coach can watch to start to see your tendencies, to see how you're improving, to see where you break down, what types of players you're playing against that give you trouble. The whole element of, okay, now I've only got you here for an hour a week. I see you in this setting. You go off and play on weekends. You're losing. I don't know why. Here's a couple things we're going to work on. That whole guesswork cycle gets removed because now you're actually showing the coach exactly what is happening all the time. And it definitely has a different application for a different type of player. So if you're getting coached 5 days a week, you are now using this to bring your coach to the matches. If you're getting coached once a week, now you're giving your coach the opportunity to coach you more than once a week without having to coordinate schedules and pay a higher cost for in-person lessons. And now if you are not even getting coached, you know, you're getting coached once in 6 months. You're a 45-year-old father that is unable to get to the court often because of a work schedule. Now you have the ability to just enjoy yourself playing with friends and record it, and now also get coached and be able to improve your game a little bit more that way. So every time you play tennis now becomes a coachable opportunity just by simply recording and uploading and sharing, which in this day and age is such a simple trend. You know, you do it on Facebook, you do it on YouTube, you do it on Twitter. We do it all the time. So it's no different than any of those other sites in terms of the actions that you take. But now we're just giving you a private, safe environment to teach, to be able to improve your tennis game.
So let me just clarify then. So a tennis player can go on Coach Me and have their own coach also go on and provide feedback that way. So let's say, for example, my son travels to a tournament. His coach isn't going with him because mom and dad have said we're not paying for that this weekend. So we can then record our son's matches, upload them to Coach Me, and then his coach can go on and watch them with the analysis that you guys provide. That's one option, yes?
Yes, absolutely. And just to add to that, it's also at the coach's convenience as well, too. So obviously coaches have busy schedules, especially the best of the coaches often don't even have time to eat their lunch. So you end up in a situation where it can be at night, for 30 minutes. It can be in the morning before they get on the court. You now give the coach the option to pick and choose when they want to coach because it's always at their fingertips. It's always just a computer click away.
Right. Okay, so that's one option. Another option would be that your coach lives a distance away or the price is prohibitive and you only get to see them once a week or once every other week. And so by recording your own practice matches, your own practice drill sessions, your own tournament play and uploading them, then that coach who you're seeing very sporadically gets to see more of your tennis playing. So that's
absolutely.
Okay.
And just to kind of relate it back to kind of a persona, you know, I see a junior varsity player that wants to make the varsity team, but hasn't fully committed to the sport yet. Being able to go out and hit with their friends instead of going to a coach, you know, four times a week, but they choose to hit on public courts with their friends four times a week and get coaching once a week. Recording themselves playing against the different types of players in different situations, doubles, singles, and being able to share this footage back with their coach to now say, hey, look at me in this situation, look at me in that situation. How can I improve my game? And then when they get to their one-hour lesson during the week, they can now focus on those aspects more because now the coach has been able to see a much broader range of tennis playing from his player.
Gotcha. Okay, and then yet another scenario would be a player who doesn't have a coach at all and
yep.
who is really looking to gain a level with their tennis. And, again, they go out and hit with friends or do drill sessions or whatever. They upload that video, and one of your Coach Me coaches would then take a look at it and give them the feedback. And it may be a coach they never see in person.
Correct. And they can that in that situation, it can be a Coach Me coach. It can be a coach that they have some relationship with at their local club. Or they can even find a coach by themselves on Coach Me and build a relationship that way too. So there's three, just to clarify, there are three different types of coaching scenarios. One is you bring your existing coach. That's in person that you have a relationship with. Two is you find a coach by yourself and build a relationship with on Coach Me. And three is what we're calling our Coach Me coach, which is our group of coaches that we internally have to now say that, hey, it's on-demand coaching. So you don't want to deal with finding a coach. You just want to say, hey, I just want some quick tips on this last doubles match I played. Coach Me, can you give me some feedback? And what we'll assign a Coach Me coach to give you feedback, and you don't really care too much about the relationship because it's just a quick, every 6 months you like to get some feedback or every 3 months you like to get some feedback.
I love that last thing, especially for recreational players, and I put myself in that category. Even though I do take a group lesson every other week or so, every week during league season, but I mean, our women's team, the coaches don't watch our matches. You know, they don't have time. They're coaching lots of different teams. And so I love that aspect that I could record one of my doubles matches and upload it and say, hey, you know, what did you see here? What can I improve on?
Absolutely. And one of the things that, you know, I actually failed to mention in the whole thing was we also make it really simple and quicker to review the match itself. So we have technology that lets us cut out any of the non playing time in a video. So our initial tests have shown about 55% of the video is non-tennis playing time. So if you have an hour's match, I can reduce that now to about 25 minutes of actual tennis that needs to be watched by a coach. So there's no more watching balls being picked up or sides being changed or any of that. It's now just the tennis, and makes it much more efficient for a coach to watch the video. And for a coach, time is money. So if we reduce the amount of time that it takes to review, they're now more willing to say, hey, you know, I'll do this for you. And it's now not a burden, or it's not a very hard thing for them to do either.
Well, that's huge. And I will tell you, having watched, you know, lots and lots of my son's matches on video, you're right. I mean, so much of it is non-playing time. And it's, you know, by the time you find the fast forward button on the remote, and then, oh my gosh, I went too far and I got to back up, and you might as well just let it.
Which is why we just give you a complete video that simply just cuts out all the non-tennis playing time, and you just watch point to point to point to point, and that's it. It's just tennis, nothing more, nothing less.
I love it. All right, let me give out our call-in number one more time. It's 714-583-6853. If you guys have any questions or comments, I find all this stuff absolutely fascinating. I love the idea of getting back the detailed analysis of what's gone on in a match, and I just think it's so cool that you've figured out how to put all this online and make it so simple to use. So as a parent, I want to say thank you to you, Anish, and to your business for making this happen.
I'm glad we can help. I mean, that's the goal. And really, you know, I started this just because I was a player, and there was lots of things that I wished I could have changed as far as how I learned and how I improved. And for me, just for technology is a huge passion of mine, and tennis and really all sports are a big passion of mine too. And being able to put them together, you've seen a rise in technology in sports across the board. And it just made sense to me as to why can't we do it for tennis? And that's where we're heading right now. So it's time for a change. And let's be honest, tennis coaching hasn't changed in how many years now? You know, maybe 60, 70, it's the same process. You go to a court, you go to a coach, they hit you 10 forehands, 10 backhands, 3 overheads, 2 volleys, and then you practice your serves. So it's you run some figure eight drills. It's, you know, there's not a whole lot has changed. It's the approach of how to learn and how to get better. And I think it's time that the tennis community took a pause to say, hey, there's so many different trends occurring outside of the tennis world. Why aren't we embracing more of them? And I think we're trying, but, you know, I think there needs to be an earnest effort from top down and from bottom up that everyone is accountable for and responsible for, to be able to push forward and try to change the way that we learn the sport. And it's not hard. And these tools that have been there in the past, I think, have been too clunky, but with smartphones and tablets and internet everywhere now, and you've got your cellular internet at all times, it's way too easy to start to use these tools, and you don't have an excuse, I think, at this point to not try to change the way that we're learning tennis, and really we're learning any sport. And I think that's what we're trying to do at Coach Me, and just push it forward to make it dead simple to use. We don't want any crazy, you know, desktop software or, you know, plugins that you have to install or browser compatibilities. No, it's just dead simple, easy to use, and, you know, the goal has always been the player needs to get better. That's always been our goal, and that will always continue to be our goal.
I love that. How are the coaches responding? Like, the coaches, have you heard from any of them? Let's say, you know, if my son's coach were to start using Coach Me with my son and his tournament matches, are the coaches liking this, you know, ability to watch these matches remotely? Are you finding that they're charging for the time that it takes them to watch, or are they including it as part of what they do with their students? What kind of trends are you seeing there?
You know, right now it's all over the board in terms of cost. So the one thing I think I will say is that, like with any profession, if you're dedicated and committed to your profession you're in, you're looking to improve the way that the services you give at all times. And I think in tennis, what I've noticed is there's definitely a group of coaches that are complacent. And it's not to their fault, but it's a job to them, and they're not really looking to offer enhanced services to their players. But there are tons of dedicated and passionate coaches out there that really want to be able to offer this because they truly believe and are invested in the success of their player. And those are the ones that are responding best to what we're offering here because now they have the ability to get insight into how their players are playing in a convenient manner without having the overhead of traveling and clunky setups with laptops and TVs and whatnot. It's simply just always online, always available everywhere. And the one thing that we're hearing is definitely mobile is the way to go. We've got a lot of coaches asking that, hey, I want to do this on my smartphone. And that's why the push we're making towards tablets and smartphones is coming up in the next early part of 2014. That you can have a coach that's in between lessons reviewing matches from the day before for their players and looking at stat reports and being able to quickly shoot a text message and say, hey, I checked out your report. Your first serve percentage is too low. You know, when you come in tomorrow, let's work on getting a higher percentage of your first serves in. So you have a very quick turnaround time and a much more intimate relationship now potentially with your player. And the coaches that are dedicated and passionate about what they do really, really love it, and they're really buying into it. And they really believe in the fact that we do need to make a change, and statistics and video are definitely the way to go about it. It's been tried before, but they think that this is just a dead simple way to use it.
Yeah. And I'm curious, have you approached the college coaches yet?
We haven't. Certainly the team aspect becomes a little different. We're not geared just for that right away. We do plan on moving into teams shortly, but there are some elements to how we address a team and the relationship of a team that changes the way that Coach Me operates right now. So we haven't approached them just yet, but we are offering the match statistics report can be generated by any match, or by any video, I should say, sorry. So if college teams are interested in getting stats on their matches that they play, we're certainly able to provide that, but just not exactly in a video room type team environment just yet. But we're working on that.
When you say you're working on it, do you think or do you see in the future that you might be providing team-wide statistics on the dual matches, for example?
Absolutely. So just to touch upon the team concept a bit, because we are working on it actively right now, I look at college teams and certainly budgets for tennis, let's be honest, aren't very high. So
no.
They don't necessarily have a statistician. They don't have the web tools or the infrastructure to be able to keep the match statistics over the season. So we can start to do that for you. Instead of having to have a video coordinator or whatever it might be keep track of every match, we can now say, hey, just record it, send it to us, and we'll take care of the rest of it. And now coaches have the insight as to how players have performed match by match and start to see the trends and be able to keep everything in one central place. When you look at the high school level, and this is where I think it gets even more interesting, is not only is the statistics aspect hold over to high school level, but actually coaching as well too. You know, a lot of schools have the restriction that you can't hire a coach. It can't be a tennis-specific coach. It has to be a teacher from within the school district or whatever it might be. So effectively, your high school tennis coach oftentimes becomes a babysitter for the team. Now, how do you help a team actually improve as a team and as individual courts? Now our remote coaching gives them the option to provide a service on top of the babysitter so that in person there is you have the responsible adult to take care of the team, but now you have the expertise of tennis being brought in from anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world, really. And this becomes now an attractive investment to a high school because now they're saying, look, I can pay an extra, call it $500 a season. You know, split across 10 players, it's not a whole lot of money right there. But I don't have to go out and hire a tennis coach at, you know, $80 an hour to come to every practice and every match and really hire them for the entire season. So we're going to allow for the cost to be driven down further and allow for, you know, school districts to stay within the rules that they have, but let teams have the opportunity to improve.
That's fantastic. I just want to remind our listeners, we have about 4.5 minutes left of the live broadcast, but if we go over our 60 minutes, we'll go into podcast mode, and the link to the recorded podcast will be at parentingaces.com later this afternoon. So I just want to throw that out there really quickly in case we do go a little over. But Anish, I love that what you said about the high school teams, because my son's high school, for example, the football conditioning coach is actually the tennis coach, and he's very straight up with the kids and with the parents, and you know, says, look, I don't play tennis, I don't know anything about tennis, but I'm your tennis coach. And yet, at the same time, you know, requires the kids to be at school for practices and requires the kids to be at the matches, as he should. I mean, it is a team, and they do need to practice together and compete together. But it does, you know, for the kids who are used to competing and practicing at a high level, a lot of them do see their level drop during the high school season. And as a result, you get a lot of the top kids opting out of playing for their high school, and it's really sad. So by using Coach Me, it seems that might be a really cool way for the high school teams to continue to recruit these high-level kids and provide them with the necessary level of coaching and not step on the toes of the coach being paid by the school district.
Absolutely, and you couldn't have given a better example, because that's what I faced even when I played high school tennis, and we saw a dropout of some top talent from our team, and it's a tough situation for the player, because now you're saying, do I want to waste my time playing on a team that gives me no value for 90% of the time, or do I want to try to have a kind of a typical high school experience and build that camaraderie with the team? And it's tough, because even as a top high school player, you're going to 75% of your matches are going to be pretty easy. And you're going to have 25% that's high competition, and you want to play against those top kids, and you want to get the recognition and build that profile. But if you can't even come to practice and get any type of benefit, then what's the point? And we had one of our coaches was a gym teacher that barely knew how to hold the tennis racket. So when that person's trying to give you advice in the middle of a match on how to play, you're going to look at them saying, are you serious right now? Are you trying to tell me something about tennis when I've been playing for the last 10 years and I know how to hold a tennis racket, clearly. But it's just one of those things where how are you going to take someone seriously and be able to grow and improve if they have no credibility? And it's just one of those things where there is a need for tennis coaching talent all over the country and all over the world, but there is a shortage of supply. Coach Me can help maximize that supply and get and meet the demand of the players that want to get coached well.
I think that's fabulous. So give us the specifics. How do people find you, and how do they get signed up?
So you can go to coachmeinc.com, or you can check us out on Facebook or Twitter at coachmeinc for both of them. And there is a request invite option at the top right. Click that and give us your information, and we'll get you on as soon as possible. We are in private beta right now. We have about 75 people using it, and we just want to continue to get people on that are really passionate, enthusiastic about it. And if you're one of them, We'd love to talk to you and get you onto our platform as soon as we can. And, you know, we definitely also like to write about tennis and technology and coaching in general. So our blog at coachvink.com/blog is a great resource for up-and-coming articles and upcoming types of trends that are occurring in tennis and coaching and overall. And also just a great place to share your thoughts and comments with us. And we'd love to hear from all of you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Anish. And I think it's fascinating what you're doing. And I have checked out your blog articles and I've poked around your website quite a bit. And so I want to encourage those of you listening to definitely check it out. And at the very least, like their Facebook page and follow them on Twitter, because as these new technologies develop, I am 99.9% sure that Anish will be right on top of it and the trend. So stay in touch with him if you want to be on the cutting edge. And for those of you listening, have a very, very fabulous Monday. Have a great week with the holidays coming up. I hope you can stay semi-stress-free. Our show next week will be a recorded show. It'll be coming to you from Los Angeles, where I will be spending the holiday with my family. And so I wish all of you a happy, happy holiday season. Have a great week, everybody, and be sure to check out ParentingAces.com.
Thanks for having me on the show, Lisa. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks.